Hello, and welcome to our new series of minisodes with author and social media strategist Zoe Lee. It's great to have you with us, Zoe. Would you like to start by introducing yourself to our listeners and watchers?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Nikki. And it's lovely to be here. So my name's Zoe Lee, and I am the author of two psychological thrillers, The Secretary and If He Wakes. And I'm also a social media strategist, particularly for authors. So I help authors and writers sell their books via social media.
That's brilliant. But yes, each mini show will be around 10 minutes long and will focus on all the do's and don'ts of social media and how to grow followers and sell books. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome everybody to our final minisode on social media for authors, which is about what all authors need to remember. I think we've all learned a great deal from the series, and thank you so much, Zoe. You really are the queen of social media for authors. And I think it would be great to finish this series with just a little bit of a roundup on some of the things that authors need to remember. So, what are some easy to follow content rules that authors can use?
Okay, so the first thing I would say is pick a platform that you enjoy using, one where your ideal reader is. So think about who's reading your books, where they're hanging out, and hopefully it'll cross over, and it should really cross over with you like where you like to be. So make sure you're posting on those platforms. Be consistent and pick a strategy or a posting schedule that you find sustainable. So the most important thing is to make sure you can keep up with, you're not doing it in like, little bursts. You are posting regularly, so you're building up that trust and you're building a community. The other thing I would say, which I've not mentioned as well, is that when you are engaging with other accounts and you are building up, and you're talking to different accounts, it's always a good idea to set a timer so you don't get lost down a rabbit hole. Because the worst thing is that if you come away and you go, "Oh, I've just spent 2 hours on blooming Instagram and I should have been writing." And it's also, and it's so easy to do. So when you're doing that, so it's like, just 15 minutes a day, just set a timer to do the interaction, engaging on other accounts. And the last thing I'd say is don't get too hung up about it. Remember that we're all authors, writing is a priority. This is social media. It's meant to be social, it's meant to be fun. So we've talked a lot about, strategies and content pillars and themes and all the rest of it. But if it's not fun, then that will come across in all your posts. You won't be authentic and it won't have the desired effect. So make sure you're enjoying it.
Oh yes, that is lovely. I'm going to ask two questions back to back here. And the first one is about analytics, because we've touched upon that word a couple of times in the minisode. And every time I've made a bit of a face because I'm like, oh well, I kind of look at how well it's done, but I don't think about it beyond or other than like, oh, so many people have seen it. So can you talk us through what can we be doing? What is it and what should we be doing with it?
Okay, so your analytics you will find on every platform. It will say show analytics somewhere in your settings. It will show you how your post has performed. And mostly what people will do is they'll look how many times a video has been watched and how many likes you've got. And those are the two metrics that we can't really control because you can't control how many times a video is watched. And people will get really down about it. And I kind of always say, like, if you put a video out there and it gets 100,000 views, but nobody comments on it, what's it done for you? It's got you a bit more awareness. But if you have another video that's like got 100 views and then it's got like 20 comments and three people have said this book sounds amazing, I'm going to go and tell my book club to buy it, that's so much more valuable. So looking at your analytics and your metrics is all about that kind of studying. And so what you want to do, if you can on a regular basis, and if you're planning out your month's content and you think, right, I've got an afternoon, I'm going to have a look. It's always good to have a look at what you've previously posted and see what's worked. Not just by going, well, that got a ton of views or that got a ton of likes, so I'll do another one similar to that. Or not even thinking that, thinking, what am I doing this month? Like, all the rest of it. It's always good to see what worked with your community previously. Did you get any comments that people said, I loved this part of your book? Or when's your next book out? Or I've just pre-ordered? Or I've signed up to your newsletter? Anything like that in the comments? Or any kind of engagement? Look at those, see what worked, do more of it. And then you're always building on always improving that way rather than it just being a scattergun approach. So that's all I mean by looking at your analytics. It's just looking at really what performed and what you can and using it to schedule your next content. Does that make sense?
Yes, very. Makes a lot of sense. And for authors who are reluctant social media users, what final bits of advice would you give to help them?
So if you dread the feeling of social media, but you want to, you still want to be on it, and you want your own accounts, first of all, I would say if you dread social media, like we said before, piggyback on somebody else's social media, do guest posts, take over theirs. But if you've got accounts and you're just kind of like, I do like social media, but I've got two books to write and I'm just not going to have time, I would say batch content. So set aside a weekend, an afternoon, create all your content in one go, and then schedule it for the coming months. And then that takes all the pressure off. And all you've got to do then is when you've got 10 minutes spare here and there, where you're sat in the car, picking the kids up from school or at a dentist appointment or whatever, you can do all your interacting then. So it's just looking at what makes your life easier and working it around your writing and not working your writing around social media, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And just following on from that, there's a lot of talk about planning content and stuff. Do you do anything that helps people with their content, like what exactly they should be posting? Because you're so talented, and I do believe you have got something, haven't you? Can you tell us what you've produced?
Well, I do have a creative content planner, which gives you all content ideas. Because the question I get most, I've got a Facebook group, which is called The Author's Guide To, and a Substack newsletter, which is under The Author's Guide To as well. And I get a lot of responses back that just say, I have no idea what to post. I have no idea. So for the people who've got no idea what to post, I send out content ideas in a weekly newsletter. And I've also got like the creative content planner. But my weekly newsletter is, other than just content ideas, it goes into like sort of the trending sounds, and it goes into what we've just discussed. It's kind of hints and tips, because no two authors are the same. You know, your content schedule will look completely different to Nikki's, because you've got books out at different times and you're both at different areas. So that's why I thought I'll send out a weekly newsletter, which just covers all the things that we've talked about today. So that's over on Substack.
Excellent. And the link to that is in all the descriptions.
Perfect. Yes, that's really useful information, Zoe. And then just talking about picking up on something that you just said there about trending sounds, for people that don't know, when you post a video on TikTok, you can add music to it, and there's like a big bank of different kind of music and sounds that you can choose from. And so if you just tell us a little bit about what a trending sound is.
So a trending sound, and I've heard rumours that these might not be as popular as they are, but I can't see them going out of fashion anytime soon, because one, they're really good fun to watch and they are hilarious to make. And I do these to cheer myself up because they're just so much fun. So trending sounds are like, you will have seen them, like a snippet of dialogue or some funny music, and it will have a certain theme. And everybody does one taking on to the, whatever their TikTok account is created for. So I sort of say, well, this is the trending sound, and this is how you could relate it to your writing, because that's what's important. A lot of people forget that. They just go ahead and do the trending sound. But if it's not bringing your ideal reader back to writing and saying, this is what I do, then it's, you know, it's just a bit of a laugh. But you want to relate it to your writing. So that's what I talk about when I say trending sounds, and effects as well, because TikTok is working with CapCut, and some of the CapCut effects are hilarious at the moment. There's one going around taken from I think it's the Night Garden, where everybody's in that little
near the boat.
Yeah. So, no, you've not seen it, Nikki. That's the one that's going around at the moment.
Whoa.
Yes. They are. But they're so much fun. They're so much fun to create. So that's what I give out in my newsletter weekly, as well as a load of other stuff.
And presumably, if you kind of use a trending sound or one of these things that are very popular, TikTok, the idea is that TikTok's algorithm pushes your video or video with that particular sound in, so more people see it. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. You will get a bigger reach if you use trending sounds, because a lot of people, like I do after I've used it, you just watch what everybody else's take on the trending sound is and how they've, you know, made it to their niche, how they've made it funny. So if you use a trending sound, and they're very, very small, they're normally about 6 seconds long, you're just either lip syncing or just looking at the camera with text on. They're very easy to do, yet they will get you bigger reach, get, you know, more, let's say, more eyes on your page. That's what they're for. Yes.
So our final question of all the mini series is, any final words of advice or wisdom, Zoe, please?
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. To do do with anything? Life advice or?
Oh, well, you can. I was thinking social media. I'd be interested in your life advice.
Get something totally random then. No, I will go back to what I've said all the way through. If it's not fun and you don't enjoy it, then don't do it. Social media is not for everyone. Don't feel guilty if you're not doing it. Don't let the pressure get to you. There's so many other ways to market your book. But if you do enjoy it, then do it, because it is great fun and you can build up a community. And writing is such a lonely, lonely task, but it's a wonderful place to be able to collaborate with other authors, speak to your readers, and build up a community of loyal fans who are just going to love your work so much and can't wait to get it.
Oh, that's lovely advice to end on. Sadly, that's all we've got time for, and it's the end of our series of mini-sodes with social media strategist Zoe Lee. Thank you so much, Zoe, for sharing your expertise with us. It's been a delight to pick your brains on all the things to do with social media for authors. I've learned so much, and both Nikki and I have been jumping in with extra questions. I think these are slightly longer mini-sodes, but they've been so useful and really fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved chatting with you two always, so thank you.
Oh, it was lovely to have you, Zoe. And I should remind our listeners that Zoe is the best-selling psychological fiction author of If He Waits and Secretary, both of which are available to buy right now. And Zoe is also a social media strategist. So for more information and how to see how Zoe might be able to help you, sign up for her weekly newsletter, which is full of social media tips for authors on Substack under the Author's Guide 2. Or you can go and have a look at her website, which is at zoelea.com, and that's LEA.com.
And all the links are in the descriptions of this episode, no matter where you're watching or listening. But that's it for us. So it's a goodbye from Zoe.
Bye.
And it's a goodbye from us. Goodbye.
Bye.